All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Toby Bancoli, and I'm here recording a mini podcast with fellow senior Allison Coleman. Allison, you can introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Allison.
Anything else, Allison?
I'm a senior, and I'm going to Kentucky this fall.
Wow, you're studying to be a nurse, right, Allison?
Yeah, it's the plan.
That's so far. Cool. All right, Allison, so how have you been spending your time in quarantine?
I've been listening to some new music by Rina Sawayama.
Oh my goodness, that's such a coincidence because I actually love Rina too.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, her new album is so good.
It's so good. I love it. I've listened to it like 10 times.
Yeah, seeing her develop as an artist is like really cool. And like knowing that this is just her first album and she's going to improve and develop even more is just really exciting to see, you know?
I know. I'm really looking forward to the stuff she puts out later.
I know.
I always liked her song from 2019, Cherry.
Yes, I love that. It was an anthem.
It really is.
So what else have you been doing to occupy your time? Maybe like movies or other music or anything really?
I've been like binge watching all of the like long series on Netflix. Right now it's like Criminal Minds.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of people are doing that. You know, we just have more time than ever and it's like, why not get to these shows that might have seemed too daunting when you didn't really have any free time?
Yeah, now I have, like, all the time to watch 15 seasons of...
Yeah. So how are you enjoying it? Criminal Minds is personally one of my favorite shows. I watched the whole thing last year, so I'm interested to see what you think.
Oh, I love it. It's already, like, my favorite show.
It's so good. Every episode is just something new and, like, completely crazy.
It really is. Honestly, it makes you want to be like a forensic pathologist.
That's what I wanted to do that too for a long time because of that show. That's kind of so crazy.
Honestly, I feel like every time I watch one of these, though, like after that, I'll go on like a period where I think like that's like the career path for me.
Oh, I'm exactly the same person. Like when I watched Bones, I think I was in middle school, I wanted to be a forensic anthropologist, which is a very specific job for a seventh grader to want. I get
honestly. That. Or like all the cooking ones, like those make me want to. They honestly make me want to cook and, like, do things, but I'm horrible at that stuff.
Same. I would love to just, like, open a cafe and bake cakes for the rest of my life, but I don't know if I have enough skill for that or dedication. Because it's hard work. You know, you see these contestants, like, just working their butts off, like, for 20 hours a day just for their opening. It's insane.
And all the shows are so mean to them.
Yeah.
Unless you go on the, like, ones in Europe, and then they're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the Great British Bake Off. That one is very soft and a very
cool.
But the American ones are so cutthroat and intense.
Yeah, because then you're watching, like, what's the one with, there is one with the Cutthroat Kitchen.
Cutthroat Kitchen, yeah. That one, the contestants are on that so often.
That one, it's like, it's so good, but like I would get so stressed out.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it either, but I think I could be on the Great British Bake Off. If I had this skill, I would love that.
Oh, right, same.
That would be amazing.
It's like the ultimate goal.
Or maybe if you had your own cooking show, like if you just made recipes every week, that would be cool too.
Yeah. That would be kind of fun.
I feel like during quarantine, so many people are cooking, like, banana bread and, like, baking and doing so many different things.
I know. I've been, my sister's been making, like, so much stuff. Yeah. And I'm, like, not cooking or anything. So she, like, does everything and I just, like, eat it. But
yeah, well, you're enjoying the fruits of her labor, which is, you know, you're getting a good thing for zero work, which is very nice.
It is very nice. I'm really benefiting.
Yeah.
So,
there are a couple of good things coming out of quarantine. You know, you always have to look on the bright side. A lot of things are being disrupted and a lot of people's like livelihoods are being threatened, and it can seem really depressing to always be focusing on that and focusing on the negative. But as long as you keep it in perspective, there's nothing wrong with looking for a positive, I think, at least.
Oh yeah, totally.
All right, well, Allison, thank you so much. This was a really good conversation to have with you, and I'm glad we could catch up like this. Maybe we'll do this again sometime.
Oh yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. That was great.